Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. And in our call to worship, we have been going through the Old Testament book of Zephaniah, which only has three chapters, but it's a book that signals to us what happens when you sin against light as a nation. When you've been given light from God and you sin against that light, and a long period of time goes on, what happens in that regard? And that's what this book is about. It's a God's message to Judah, because Judah had the opportunity to get right with God, to honor God, to live righteously. She chose not to, and so we find here in this passage that God reminds them of what happens. And we shared last time, verse 14, the great day of the Lord is near, it is near and hasteneth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty men shall cry there bitterly. All the ones who had great power and might will be weeping in that day of judgment. Then I want to focus your attention today on verse 18. Notice, please, neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Notice, please, that all their money, all their gold, all their silver would make no difference in that time. Do you realize that today that money makes things happen for people? If they don't want to get charged with a crime, they start working the money angle. You know, it's amazing how people with wealth get short sentences. People with wealth get out early on good behavior. People with wealth have special treatment in the prison. You don't have money, you don't get special treatment. That's not always the case. I'm not making a blanket statement, but in many cases that is. The Hollywood scandals about the college getting their kids into these very expensive colleges by working angles. That's how they do things. My students are not smart enough to pass the test, but we'll figure a way to get you in there. We'll lie and say you're going to join the rowing team so you can get a scholarship. They wouldn't know an oar from a board outside. But we're going to get them in on that thing because we've got money. That's how people think today. In that day, the Bible says that their gold and their silver will not be able to deliver them. Lord, would you just take this? We'll do whatever you want us to do. We'll give you all of our money. Let me tell you something. Money cannot save you from judgment. Only the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't reject the blood this morning. The blood cries out, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. That's what the blood says this morning. Don't think for a moment that you'll be able to persuade God with your silver and with your gold in that day. And that's a lesson to America. America thinks that we can somehow pay our way out of all of our problems. You can't do it. You can't do it with God. May God help us to have a kind of heart that understands that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ speaks down through the ages and says, come to me by the way of the cross. And if you haven't come by the way of the cross this morning, you need to come today before it's too late.